gotta be.
The number of keys on Gary Laguna's keyring matches the number of roles he plays for water systems in Iron County.
Hey, bingo.
Laguna is the lead operator for waterworks in Hurley and nearby Pence and Iron Belt.
Here's the treatment building.
Okay.
And here are their two wells. We call them the coffins.
Iron Belt's wells do look like coffins. Laguna spends plenty of time zipping between the communities, putting to use his decades of experience in water. It's experience and knowledge few of his water customers have.
You know, there's pumps out there somewhere. There's wells that pump it, and it comes into the city through all these pipes, and it ends up coming out of my faucet. But other than that, I would say the general populace may not know much more than that.
For example, many people wouldn't know Hurley pumps none of its own water, instead buying it from the municipal grids of adjacent Ironwood, Michigan and Montreal, Wisconsin. They wouldn't know the technology for water infrastructure records in Hurley, like some other small communities, is still catching up with the times. Right now, the records are kept on little note cards in a filing drawer. But Laguna shows me new software almost ready to go live with detailed maps and an easy to highlight screen.
This is like John Madden on the chalkboard right here, and then the left tackle pushes the guy this way.
But no matter how antiquated or new their systems, municipal water operators in Wisconsin have to follow the same rules.
We're in the spot at all. We have to get our. It's a 10 milliliter sample.
Laguna's crew tests regularly for more than 90 contaminants and reports the results to the state. But one group of contaminants Laguna has never tested for is PFAS. Those are the chemicals linked to risks of cancer, thyroid disease, and high cholesterol. They were found in Rhinelander City wells in 2019 through voluntary testing. Laguna's not alone in not testing for the chemicals. Through phone calls, letters, and open records requests, WXPR found, save for Rhinelander, none of the 23 municipal water systems in the Northwoods have tested for PFAS. To be clear, testing isn't mandated by the state or federal government. But WXPR's findings mean nearly 40,000 people in the Northwoods are drinking water that might have PFAS and might not. We simply don't know. However, a widespread testing program is definitely doable, says Scott Dean.
We wanted to have across-the-board data for the entire state to determine the impact that these PFAS compounds were having on drinking water supplies.
Dean is a spokesman for Michigan's PFAS Action Response Team. In 2018, at a cost of $1.7 million, the state sampled every community water system and every school in Michigan and made the results available online.
I can look at my town's numbers and see that, and then it really provides a lot of transparency and helps folks understand, you know, the scope of this issue and what their own personal results are.
97% of tests showed no PFAS or tiny concentrations of the chemical. The state took action on the others. Carly Michaels, the government relations director at Clean Wisconsin, says Wisconsin should follow the Michigan model.
Now that we know that PFAS is a problem and is contaminating our water and at the detriment of providing safe drinking water to our citizens, we should be testing for that.
Michaels wants the state to pass the CLEAR Act, which would bypass the normal regulatory process and immediately establish PFAS limits in state code, as well as setting up a Michigan-style statewide sample. It's a Democrat-sponsored bill that's also supported by Midwest Environmental Advocates, where attorney Rob Lee works.
I think in a lot of municipalities right now in Wisconsin, it's just don't do it until you're required to. As a public health advocate and an attorney at MEA, obviously my answer is definitely test for it.
But until laws are on the books, the Wisconsin Rural Water Association is recommending its members not do expensive PFAS testing. Whether it comes sooner through legislation or later through the DNR rules process, Laguna expects to have to test for PFAS at some point. When the requirement comes, he's good with that.
And sometimes I think we in society can all have feelings of, you know, there's just too many rules. But really when it comes to water, and like I said before, it's a public, at the end of the day, our jobs basically boil down to public health. You can never do enough to protect that.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Hurley.
Guess this one. There we go.